वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 27 अटैक बाय चंडवेगा ऑन द सिटी ऑफ परंजना टेक्स्ट 3 Translation, Queen Puranjani embraced the king, and the king also responded by embracing her shoulders. In this way, in a solitary place, they enjoyed joking words. Thus, King Puranjana became very much captivated by his beautiful wife and deviated from his good sense. He forgot that the passing of days and nights meant that his span of life was being reduced without profit. Purport
by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word Pramada in this verse is very significant. A beautiful wife is certainly enlivening to her husband, but at the same time is the cause of degradation. The word pramada means enlivening as well as maddening. Generally, a householder does not take the passing of days and nights very seriously. A person in ignorance takes it as the usual course, the days come, and after the days, the nights come. This is the law of material nature. But a man in ignorance does not know that when the sun rises early in the morning, it begins to take away the balance of his life. Thus, day after day, the span of one's life is reduced, and forgetting the duty of human life, the foolish man simply remains in the company of his wife and enjoys her in a secluded place.
The sun is the time maker, timepiece, universal timepiece. It's the movement of the sun allows us to calculate time. The smallest period of time is the time it takes for the sun to pass over one atom. It's something like 1/27,000th of a second. It's a very small micrometer division. The sun travels at a speed of 16,000 miles per second. And it goes on its yachchakshuresha savita sakala grahanam raja samasta surashesha teja Yasya gaya pramati sam pratikala chakra govindamari purusham tamamajami. Because the sun has been given an order, you can't stop, not even for 1 second. Sun doesn't stop. There are actually 12 sun gods. Each one, the Adityas, they, the sons of Aditi, they are situated on the sun planet for 1 month. And each one has about 8,000 different rays or energies that they use. So the sun's movement, Sambhartaka, or Sambhatsara is a year's passing. The sun passes, it goes around one revolution in a day, 24 hours. It moves around the Mount Meru. Sumeru is situated in the middle, just under the pole star. And the sun is also connected to the pole star, as are all the other planets. They have their mystic cords of however they're made. But the pole star is rotating, and these cords are rotating, and each planet is connected, and therefore they keep on their rotation. Sun also. So the sun god, he has, generally Vivishwan is ruling at this time, because Krishna instructed him about, was it 40 million years ago? Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktaban Hambhavya Vivishvan Manave Prahur Manarekshva Kave Bravit. Krishna instructed the sun god Vivishvan. Vivishvan instructed Manu, Manu instructed Ikshvaku. So, the sun is very intimately connected with the time factor. Time factor, Kalosmi, Krishna says, he is time. He's everything in one sense, and everything is his energy. Achintya beta beta tattva. And the sun god is his energy for creating the time. In the spiritual world, time is conspicuous by its absence. Because in the material world, time destroys everything. It's not that with time, things become stronger, but they become finally destroyed. Even the universe is destroyed in due course of time. Time factor is so powerful. That time factor is Krishna, and assisted by the sun god. There's a verse in Bhagavatam, Ayur Harati Vai Pungsam. Ayur Harati Vai Pungsam Tasyana Yakshina Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya. And every rising and setting of the sun, with every rising and setting of the sun, another day passes. And one's life is diminished. Everyone's life is diminished, except those who glorify the Supreme Personality of Uttama Shloka Vartaya. For them, time doesn't affect. Actually, the soul is not affected by time anyway. The soul is transcendental to this material world, but as long as one is in material consciousness, then he has to take on material bodies, and the material bodies are affected by time. Six changes, Shadvikar. Everyone, every living body has a birth. Every living body grows, then it sustains, then it produces byproducts, then it dwindles, and ultimately it dies. You can't stop it, just like you can't stop the sun. Day and night, Diva, Nisha. Scientists generally think that the sun is more stationary and the earth is revolving around the sun, but that's incorrect. We learn from the Bhagavatam, from the Puranas. Actually, no one can tell just by looking from here. It could be either way, according to Einstein. It could be because the mathematics is the same. Whether the sun is moving or whether the earth is moving, mathematics comes out the same because it's relative motion. But we learn that it's actually the sun moving. And the moon travels almost the same orbit. Goes a little faster. It covers the same distance a little faster, therefore the lunar calendar and the solar calendar are slightly different. 13 degrees faster. So that also gives us some indication how the time is going on. But the main point here is that everyone is, their life is being lost. Time, in the material world they say time is money. But time is much more valuable than money, because money, you can trade something for money, but you can't trade anything for time lost. Chanakya Pandit says, a moment's time, you can't recover it, even if you're prepared to pay huge amounts of gold. You can't recover 1 second of time. So that time that's lost, and what does lost mean? Lost means wasted, not glorifying Krishna. Every second should be used. Satatam kirtiyanto mam itantascha drudhavata. Krishna says, always chanting my glories. Much chitta, madgata, prana, bodhiyantak, parasparam, katiyantas, chimam nityam, tushanticha, ramanticha. The devotees enliven one another conversing about Krishna. This is the difference between the devotees and the non-devotees. The non-devotees, they never glorify Krishna. They glorify themselves, or they glorify other materialists. That's their glorification. And they are then subjected to the time factor. And time takes away everything. Mrityu sarvaharas chaham. At the time of death, one loses everything he's got, all of his body even he loses. his wealth, his family, his prestige, reputation, everything is gone. So, avyakta kalatvam, an advanced devotee is very careful about time. He doesn't like to waste time. There are so many time wasters. One of them is prajalpa, useless idle talk. It's like when people go to sports events. That's a great example of prajalpa. They're talking, did you see that ball? He threw it. Did you see he caught it? They talk about it. He kicked it. This is no better than, there's no, not even slightly better than the croaking of frogs. Because the frogs croak very loudly in the rainy season. And they're croaking. They're very happy to hear themselves croak. One starts and they all start and they have a big. I think you've heard before, yes. They all start, especially in the warm climates. They make an uproarious sound. You can't even sleep. I go to Guyana every year. It's near the equator. We have lots of frogs there. Lots of rain. So they make such an uproarious sound, it's hard to sleep at night. But the snakes are very happy to hear them croaking because in the snakes, they go there and they have their dinner. Late night dinner. Frog. So similarly, the croaking sounds of the music industry and the television industry and the sports industry, all the industries, all the talking, all the education industry, you have a big education industry here, all croaking, calling death. Why? Because they've forgotten Uttama Shloka Vartaya. They forgot to glorify Uttama Shloka, Krishna. So they've wasted their time. Life is wasted. And if one glorifies Krishna, then he'll never have to take birth again. He'll never have to die again. His death, his apparent death, is not really death. It looks similar, but actually he's using death, stepping on the head of death into the Vaikuntha airplane and going back to Godhead. So it's not really death. Okay, please continue.
Such condition is called Apakrishta Chaitanya, or degraded consciousness. Human consciousness should be used for elevation to Krishna consciousness, but when a person is too much attracted to his wife and family affairs, he does not take Krishna consciousness very seriously. He thus becomes degraded, not knowing that he cannot buy back even a second of his life in return for millions of dollars.
The Vedic culture is so scientifically designed that everyone is trained to keep this in mind, that this life is just one chapter, one birth. It's not everything. It's not the all in all. Generally, people think, they say sometimes, if I have one life to live, if you have one life to live, but you don't just have one life, you have millions of lives. You've already had millions of lives and you'll have millions more. Unless you become Krishna conscious. That's the unfinished business that the living entity has to do. We've already done everything. We've had the position of Brahma, we've been demigods, we've been on the heavenly planets, we've been the worm and stool, we've been birds. Whatever you're thinking you need to do, you've already done it. Been there, done it. But we forget because we're ignorant. So we think, oh, I have to do this, I have to make money, I have to become a big businessman, I have to have children. You've already had millions and trillions of children. You've been a father, you've been a mother, you've been everything. So there's nothing to do. When we have this transcendental knowledge, it takes the glimmer out of this material world. It takes the glitter out. I've already done it. We're so excited, I have to go and accomplish that. I have to become a famous rock and roll singer. Yeah, you've done that. What happens to the rock and roll singer, the famous rock and roll singers? They also bite the dust. Time factor destroys their bodies. But the soul doesn't get destroyed. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, kledipo. It's not cut by any weapon. Cannot be cut by any weapon, the soul. Cannot be burned by fire. Cannot be moistened by water. Shochati marutaha. And cannot be withered by the wind. Cannot be evaporated. The wind can evaporate a big ocean. But the soul is indestructible. Who's teaching this? Who knows this? What school, university, what institution is teaching about the soul? They don't know. Some persons who have some little bit of knowledge, they believe that there is a soul, a spiritual particle, but they're not clear on how the soul functions. Soul is the person, and the person is part and parcel of God, and he's meant to serve God in a loving relationship. And we're supposed to do that in this lifetime to prepare ourselves to purify our consciousness so that when this body is no longer usable, we give up this body and then we go to the spiritual form. Back to home, back to God. That's the purpose of life. Who believes that? They're thinking, let me enjoy my senses as far as possible. And Krishna's saying, no. Don't try to waste your energy enjoying the senses. Because you have more important business. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. One should begin spiritual life from Komara. Komara Achare Pragyo Dharmam Bhagavatani. From 5 years old, one should go to the Gurukula. And the Vedic culture then trains him in the science of self-realization from 5 to 25. And after his education, then he's allowed to become grihastha. But not a grihamedi. This is describing Paranjan became a grihamedi. He became bewildered by the beauty of his wife. And everyone thinks their wife is beautiful. So it's not that well. Yeah, too bad for those who become bewildered by their wives. I won't, because my wife isn't beautiful. But you'll think she's beautiful. Even the hog, he thinks his wife is the most beautiful. There's a story. Indra once was cursed to fall down to earth and become a hog, because Indra was too lusty. So sometimes he made offenses. So he got cursed. So he went down, became a hog, and became fully absorbed in hog life. He had his wife, his children, his sty, everything. But demigods were becoming anxious, you know, Indra should come back. He's got so many duties. We need him. He's the best fighter. So finally they sent Brahma down. And Brahma said, okay, Indra, time to come back. You're not a hog. You're the king of heaven. He said, no, I'm not going. He said, no, come back. So Indra thought that maybe Brahma was trying to take his wife or something. So finally they had to make a plan. They had to show the wife getting slaughtered. Then Indra finally woke up. But that's the idea, that Maya is so strong that even Indra forgets he's Indra and becomes attracted to his hog wife. So we're all attracted here. It's not that these bodies are that beautiful. We, because of our lust, we take them as being beautiful. We overlook all the things that are disgusting about the body because of lust. Queen Rukmini nicely described the body as pools of blood and stool and mucus and covered by skin and decorated with different hairs. And this is what we consider to be my husband and my wife, my beautiful husband, my beautiful wife. So anyway, we're not supposed to become grihamedis, become captivated by the opposite sex. So what are we doing there? Well, because there's some attraction, because my knowledge is not perfect, then I can take advantage of the attraction that I have for the opposite sex in such a way that I won't become bewildered, but I'll do it for some time in moderation. Yukta ahara viharasya. Yukta means regulated. Viharasya means sex life or sense enjoyment. So it's regulated. Dharma virudho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. Krishna says, I am sex life that's not contrary to religious principles. That's allowed for producing Krishna conscious children. That sex life is allowed in marriage, not otherwise. Otherwise it becomes pramada, the wife becomes maddening, the man can't control his senses, the woman can't control her senses, and they lose their life living like cats and dogs. And so the next life they become cats and dogs. Continue.
The greatest loss in life is passing time without understanding Krishna. Every moment of our lives should be utilized properly. And the proper use of life is to increase devotional service to the Lord. Without devotional service to the Lord, the activities of life become simply a waste of time. Shrama eva hi kevalam. Simply by becoming dutiful, we do not make any profit in life. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.8, Dharma svanyuspita pumsam
vishvaksena katas
utpadaya. Shrama eva hi kevalam. If, after performing one's occupational duty perfectly, one does not make progress in Krishna consciousness, it should be understood that he has simply wasted his time in valueless labor.
Yes. That means any occupation that we have, if it doesn't bring us to the point of rati, love for Krishna, then it's just a waste of time. Scientist, waste of time. If he's not loving Krishna, if you ask him, sir, you're studying science, you're teaching science, you're doing science, has your love for the Lord increased? If not, then you're wasting your time. Even religion, so-called religion, if you go and you perform rituals and you even go to the church or the mosque or the temple, the test is your love for Krishna increasing? If it's not, then you're simply wasting your time also. So how do we know if our love for Krishna is increasing? We know that our love is increasing because there is an indirect relationship between love for Krishna and lust. As our love increases for Krishna, then our lust decreases. And if our lust is not decreasing, means our love is not increasing for Krishna. Indirect relationship. When one goes up, the other goes down. So we can see, who do we love? Where's our love? God or dog? Generally, people are loving dog. So, this Krishna conscious movement, where else do you get this information? Where else do you get classes like this? Bhagavatam class like this? Where? Where they're telling you that everything's a waste of time that you're doing. They're telling you this is the most important thing. You have to make a lot of money. You have to do all these. You have to be devoted to your family, to your country, to humanity, to your universe. These are important things. Maintain your body. Enjoy your senses as much as possible. But the Bhagavatam says, Shrama eva hi kevalam. If you're not developing love of Krishna, it's all a waste of time. Everything that we do that doesn't help us increase our love for Krishna is a waste of time. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Chandra Maharaj, thank you for the class. You mentioned we were Brahma before. And we've been through all the different species. And we and we've done everything. And you mentioned that we were Brahma. I thought that Brahma was one of the Mahasayas.
Our Brahma is a pure devotee, but Brahmas are not always pure devotees. You may get the body of a Brahma, and you may not be a pure devotee. Then you have to take birth again.
I have a question. If you're a living entity in one universe, you stay in that one particular universe?
Generally, yes.
Because then it would seem like it's hard for everyone to be a Brahma.
Well, then you can go to other universes. But besides that, how it's not that we've only existed during one lifetime of Brahma. We've outlived billions and trillions of Brahmas. You know, it means vyakta, vyakta, unmanifest, manifest. Mahavishnu, in his one exhalation, there's millions of universes created, and that's just one exhalation of Mahavishnu. So it's vast. We've been through a lot. We should be tired of it. We shouldn't be wide-eyed. Oh, now. It's like they think it's such a great... They love to have children because they see the children. They like to enjoy everything. Everything is new and fresh. But they don't know why the child has... One child is born poor, one child is born rich, one poor child is born beautiful, another child is born demented. They don't understand. We've lived millions of lives. We've had karma, actions, and now we're getting the reactions. It's a great science. One has to learn the whole science. In order to actually become fed up with this material world, one needs to learn the science. Otherwise, he'll find things that are attractive because the senses are easily attracted. Just like the animals. The animals are completely dedicated to senses. Nothing higher. So, when the elephant, in order to catch the elephant, they send the female elephant, they train her, to run by him, and she runs past a place where they covered up a big pit with grass, and he doesn't know, so he chases the female elephant, he falls into the pit and they capture him. He can't think, well, that I know this is a trick. No, he can't. He can't stop. His senses are in control. The deer, when the hunter plays his flute, the deer stops. Even though by stopping and not running away, he becomes a stationary target for being shot. The animals can't control their senses. They're just carried away. So similarly, the human being is not supposed to be like an animal. He's supposed to use his higher sense, his mind and his intelligence, and caring for Krishna, then he doesn't have to be destroyed. Other questions?
I have one comment. Prabhupada mentions that when we change our form, we forget. Sometimes people wonder why we forget. And he uses the example of dreaming at night. He says we have this experience. When we dream at night, we forget that our form is lying there asleep. And in this way, we completely forget that form. So as soon as we change our form, we forget our previous form.
Yeah, good. Yes. If someone says, I don't forget, I don't believe it, then we can say, okay, were you an embryo in your mother's womb? Did you have an embryonic body? I'll have to admit, I guess I did. So tell me, how was it? Tell me what you did on the 14th night in your embryonic body. Well, I can't remember anything. But everyone has to agree that they had an embryonic body. Can't even remember when you were 2 days old. Do you remember what you did when you were 2 days old? No. The body is changing. Yes, mostly gone. Other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.